destination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvallsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duvall's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvallsLandscapes.com.
Introducing Canada Dry Bold Ginger. It's not your grandma's ginger ale. I know, because I'm not your grandma. I don't pressure you to get married. I say play the field all you want. And I drink new Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste that would blow the bingo cards out your grandma's bag. I drink it while watching backyard wrestling. There's more on the line when the wrestlers don't have insurance. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger, not your grandma's ginger ale.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Stand by for news.
I'm Steve Rappaport. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he can't support President Trump's offer to increase the cost of a $1.8 trillion coronavirus relief bill backed by the White House.
I think rather than blowing out another $3 trillion, we ought to have it seriously targeted at the remaining problems.
McConnell plans to hold a procedural vote next week on a GOP relief bill. C-SPAN suspending political editor Steve Scully for lying about his Twitter account getting hacked.
Scully was supposed to moderate the second presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden tonight. That debate has since been canceled. Last week, the president accused Scully of being a never-Trumper. Scully then tweeted a public message. The former White House communications director turned critic of the administration, Anthony Scaramucci, asking about a response.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
Good work there, Scully.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I look Thursday too, yeah. You say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that
Andy on TV because I'm looking up there and I got it. And this is on Fox. They're showing Rachel Maddow, who ought to have her eyebrows knitted together above her nose. Because they're always up there. Because she has practiced that worried and concerned look to perfection. Talking to Heels Up Harris about postponing her tours. This is going to inconvenience and disappoint so many dozens of people that had planned to go see Kamala Harris and get on board that bandwagon. Biden leads Trump by 11 points in new poll on Fox.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you got to figure after yesterday's revelation from the New York Post, that's got to bring in a lot of new voters, right? And Joe being the dynamo that he is. Boy, there's even Fox is in on it, friends. Don't kid yourself. They're in on it. Georgia voters flooding polling stations in record-breaking numbers. That must be all those Biden voters running out to show how enthusiastic they are. They don't have time to attend silly pep rallies and stuff like that. All right. Let me see. I've opened up 5,000 tabs, as I usually do by this point in the day. And there was one that had a clip I wanted to play from. Oh, and I still got the Hodge twins sitting here. Oh, man, I may not be able to do that. All right, so let me see if I can pull it up this way. It's about a lawsuit. Medical doctors and lawyers lied against global malfeasance. Ah, that's the lawsuit. How long is the clip? I hope it's not too long. Doctors are speaking out, by the way. But again, they're like anybody else that Twitter or Facebook doesn't agree with. They don't want to hear that you think masks are ineffective or the lockdowns are destructive, which they are. In fact, can you imagine what great shape our economy would be in right now if you didn't have 6 or 7 highly populated blue states still? Look, we've been pissed off, to say the least, with Governor Meemaw here and these ongoing restrictions. But it's not nearly as draconian as it still is. This is now, what, 7 months in California and Oregon and Portland? You know where the people are going berserk? New York? New York's not going to reopen Broadway until next summer. That's insane. But don't worry, with an 11-point Joe Biden win, they'll never reopen again. We won't have to worry about it. 5:08's the time. I didn't even look at the market today to see what was going on. I know it was a little red territory.
28,494 something, I think.
I just want to know red or green. They're expecting down 19 points.
28,494.20.
That's 3 days in a row it's been in the red. We'll talk to Brant about that and more in just a minute. Rich's forecast just ahead. We'll start with your local news.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Montgomery Police Department welcomed 12 new police officers to its ranks today with the graduation class of 2020B. Class members have successfully completed 15 weeks of training at the Montgomery Police Academy. Alabama head coach Nick Saban is self-isolating at his home and coaching via Zoom calls after testing positive for COVID-19. He points out that he is not showing any symptoms and plans to take another test to confirm he has COVID-19. Athletic director Greg Byrne also tested positive for the virus. As of right now, the game against Georgia is still scheduled for this weekend. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris and other health officials previewed their preliminary plan for COVID-19 vaccines. The first doses of any vaccine are expected to be available by the end of 2020 at the earliest. Harris says that by spring of 2021, up to 5 or more vaccines will likely be available. Those at high risk and the most vulnerable populations would receive the first doses. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is sometimes the best weather of the year that we get during the month of October. And really, some of the nicest air is yet to come. Tonight will be mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, cold front number 2 arrives, and you'll know the difference because it'll be breezy, cooler, fall-like, high temperatures in the lower 70s. Jacket weather Friday night with a low temperature down to about 46 by dawn on Saturday morning. The weekend will be nearly perfect with comfortable days and jacket weather nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. An ASE Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I don't understand the words you just said.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everyone is getting excited about Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody!
So simple, even a zombie can do it.
I'm going to go trick-or-treating on my own.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with people eating my face.
For the past 3 Halloweens, you've gone as Wonder Woman.
My father made me go trick-or-treating till my feet were numb.
It's Halloween!
Up at someone's house and say trick or treat, they'll give me a free piece of candy.
Well, that was just plain creepy.
If I don't end the night with a pillowcase full of candy, someone's gonna freaking pay.
This year I'm going Halloween caroling.
What about the Halloween party?
Give me that candy.
Halloween, baby. Yeah. Trick or treat.
I'll tell you, it's real scary to be a police officer on Halloween.
Please don't take my brain out.
It's Halloween. You gotta give the kids what they want.
Frankenstein's house of tooth decay is closed.
#514 It's Halloween in politics. It's Halloween everywhere. And the closer we get to the election...
Oh, woo, woo. That's kind of scary, believe me.
And in all seriousness, Fox just ran a story that Joe Biden has widened his lead over Donald Trump nationally to 11 points. Can anybody recall a parallel situation where somebody had that kind of a lead and then lost? Brant will be unable to join us this afternoon. So I know we had a couple of people that called that wanted to talk, and we asked you to call back because we set the time aside for Brant. It was a flat day on the market. No earth-shaking news there, but he is tied up. So if you want to call in now at 272-9228, you can. I would like to hear a little more Hodge Twins, because they always make me laugh. And this is about crazy-ass Senator Hirono in the hearing yesterday. So let's see what their take is on this.
Listening for the judge to be.
My responsibility as a member of this committee, and indeed all of the committees on which I sit, to ensure the fitness of nominees for a lifetime appointment to the federal bench or to any of the other positions for any of the committees on which they appear.
What a demented comment.
I ask each nominee these two questions, yeah. And I will ask them of you.
Did you ever rape Judge
Since
Kavanaugh?
You became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
A long time
no,
ago.
Senator Hirono.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
You use the term sexual preference to describe those in the LGBTQ community. And let me make clear, sexual preference is an offensive and outdated term. It is used by anti-LGBTQ activists to suggest...
See, at this point, if I'm Amy Coney Barrett, I would tell her, stop reading your notes from the DNC and let's have a question. It's an offensive term. I didn't get that dictionary.
The sexual orientation is a choice. It is not. Sexual orientation is a key part of a person's identity. That sexual orientation is both a normal expression of human sexuality and immutable was a key part.
Just had to go there, huh? Have you ever sexually assaulted anyone? I could look at this woman and tell she has never sexually assaulted someone.
Yeah,
I can actually look at her. When you see somebody that's like sexually assaulted people, you can look at them like something's wrong with this dude.
They're so good. We'll come back to them, but we did get some people to call back that had called earlier, starting with Larry.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
How you doing, man? You hanging in there?
Yeah, I found out today I've got to go see an endocrinologist, whatever it is they do.
Oh, wow. Halloween coming up. That sounds... Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So what are you, speaking of Halloween, what are you going, are you dressing up for Halloween? If so, what are you dressing up as?
I am hiding in my house on Halloween night. First of all, it's a Sunday night. I got to be here the next morning, so I'll be in bed early. That much I can tell you. And if there's a baseball game on, I might be watching that.
Gotcha. Well, it just so happens I've come across a list of what some well-known politicians are going to be dressing up for us Halloween. Thought I'd share it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the mainstream media has awkwardly all decided to go with the same character. They're all dressing up as Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes.
I know nothing!
I see nothing!
Okay. Exactly.
I know nothing! Nothing!
That's a great character, by
Elizabeth,
the way. I love Sergeant Schultz.
Elizabeth Warren's going to change it up. Instead of Pocahontas, she's going as the Invisible Woman. Democratic mail-in voters are going as zombies. Back from the dead.
That's true every 4 years, man.
All right.
Yeah. I think Mike Pence is going to go ahead and do what everybody thought he's going to do. He's going as the fly. And then, of course, you know what Joe Biden is going as.
Somebody with their marbles together? That would be a real...
Well, come on, Joe. Come on, you know, Greg. You know.
He's going to go as the thing. You know, the thing. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm starting to pick up on your rhythm here. But I got to go see an endocrinologist for this reason specifically. I don't like going to... I know when I go to... When I'm told I got to go see a dentist, I know why. There's something with my teeth. I know why I go to infusion. Because I have pain or I need energy or something. What does an endocrinologist look for?
I understand. Enzymes?
The earliest,
pancreas?
Earliest I can go is December 22nd. First available appointment. That's... I got to live with this for 2 months wondering what the hell. Anyway, Larry, thank you for the humor.
Absolutely. Have a good one, Greg.
You're a good guy. We appreciate you. And Eric, thanks for calling back. Line 3.
Hey, Greg, good afternoon. I just want to say I listen to you guys in the morning and listen to you in the afternoon. It's a great privilege. You do a great job. And hang in there.
Thanks for the good words today, because I'm not feeling it.
Well, hey, you got a lot of people out here whose day wouldn't be complete without you. And that's the honest truth. I don't know if you've mentioned it already. I've been at work, just leaving now. But Rudy Giuliani has a website called Rudy's Common Sense. Mm-hmm. And he's got a video that came out yesterday. You can see it on YouTube. And he actually shows some really damning evidence and text messages from that Hunter Biden's laptop.
I thought the clip he played from Tucker covered a lot of that very effectively.
Well, I didn't get to see Tucker last night, but it is, I mean, it is a, he draws it out, how the money is funded and washed and transferred, and I just thought I would mention it because it is.
I just pulled it up, the Biden crime family's payoff scheme.
That's it, and it will make your hair stand up.
All right, I'm gonna play a little bit of this. If not today, I can tell you tomorrow. We'll get it on tomorrow.
Well, good deal. You guys, I tell you, you make my morning. You make my afternoon. You're awesome.
Hey, we
and
covered a
keep
sports.
Up the,
we covered a sports too. The Astros are up 3-1 in the Rays.
Good deal. Well, listen, hang in there. Have a great evening.
Thanks.
All right, hang on. I got to send this to myself, this Rudy Giuliani Common Sense website. How about if I just call it in the subject line Rudy, and then I'll know what it is. Denise.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I don't know. I had to wait till December 22nd to find out, I guess.
Well, I've seen an endocrinologist, and basically what I've seen is diabetics. We'll go to an endocrinologist, which I'm not one. I have a thyroid issue that the doctor sent me to the endocrinologist. It's not scary.
It's not scary?
No, they just take blood samples. They check and see what's going on. And if you make prescriptions, then they let you know every step of the way what's going on.
Okay. I appreciate the words of reassurance.
Well, I'm sure you're going to go through it just fine.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've reached that point in life where I'm not worried about making the appointment. I'm worried about living to see it because it is 2 months away. Thank you for the call. And John.
Hey, good afternoon. I was just calling for some information. Is tonight the presidential town hall with Trump on NBC?
Yes.
All right. Well, so maybe our president can score some points with undecideds if this will be the first time he's had an opportunity to be on a major network.
I think there's a good
chance. Uninterrupted for a while, so hopefully they haven't sandbagged him with a bunch of BS questions.
Yeah, like Steve Scully would have asked, but he's suspended now, so he can't ask him. That's great. That's the best story of the day.
So what time is that tonight? 8 o'clock?
Is it 8?
It's
and 7 our time?
Probably 8. Let me check.
It'll also be interesting to
see the ratings since they're on opposite each other. I can't wait for that.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good afternoon.
You too, John. We appreciate your call. It's 524.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're very busy all around the city right now, especially the boulevard, all of the major intersections. We've got congestion there. We are busy outbound on Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway. The 31s are busy, and we still have that accident that's being worked at West South Boulevard and Highway 31 right at the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. There's caution there. Buckle up, drive carefully. I-65 and 85 overall are doing pretty well this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated on your ride home. Your pet is a part of your family. Invisible Fence can give you peace of mind with an outdoor system to keep them at home and an indoor system to keep them in specific areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Chain.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The Alabama National Fair, now through the 18th. Tonight, admission is only $2 with your donation of non-perishable food for the food bank. And all rides will be just $2. Sponsored by Alpha Farmers Federation and Alpha Insurance. There's plenty of great entertainment with midway shows like the Zerbini Family Circus, sponsored by Tucker's Pecans, Canines in Flight, sponsored by Bath Innovations, and lots more. Sunday is First Responders Day, sponsored by Haynes Ambulance, with all first responders and members of their household 18 and under admitted for free. Don't miss the nightly entertainment and live music on our all-new outdoor stage. To see a complete schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the free fair app from your app store. Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced. Join us for great food, midway rides, and lots of free shows through Sunday at the fair.
The Alabama National Fair.
Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Pepsi, and HMMA.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This year, Halloween will be lame. Keeping coronavirus contained. No more fun costume parties. Stuck inside in quarantine. Stuck in quarantine, stuck in quarantine. Mom won't let you out on the streets. Stuck in quarantine, they have canceled Halloween. Stuck at home and not allowed to trick or treat. Wash your hands, keep everything clean. We're all stuck in quarantine.
Kind of scared of you, believe me.
He just cracks me up. Sorry, it's a personal thing. At 5:28, guess who's on the phone with us? It's Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Woohoo!
From Delkin Tomlinson Attorney's Law.
Hey!
I can tell from the way you said, hey.
Today's a much better day than yesterday.
It is?
Yeah, so I didn't want to scare anybody or cause any alarm, but yesterday I really felt under the weather. I felt very, very pregnant.
Yes.
And we had a little blood pressure issue, but it's fine now.
Good.
And so, yeah, yesterday I just didn't really feel well, but, you know, everything's good today. I was in a 7-hour mediation.
Seven hours?
Yeah, we settled. Everything is good. My client, you know, everything is well. All good here. So, yeah, I mean, we got 12 days until we have a baby. And
yes.
So, all's good. No complaints on this end. So how's everybody's afternoon going?
Fast.
Well, the Rays are down 3-1 to the Astros in the fourth.
It happens.
Yeah.
So I miss anything political that happened today.
Well, no. But
did
tonight,
anything happen today?
I just found out on the hours for the town halls, Joe Biden has got 7-9 on ABC. Trump has an hour, 7-8 on NBC.
Well, Joe needs 2 hours it's going to take him that long to get anything out.
The bathroom breaks, you know, alone are going to be very tight.
Hey, I can't make fun of him for that because, like, right now, y'all, it's like every 5 minutes. So,
well,
if
Joe was carrying something the size of a pineapple or larger inside, I would give him
Cabbage Patch doll.
A Cabbage Patch. I would give him all the consideration in the world.
Like, I'm ready for that catheter. Not to see TMI, but y'all, I'm ready if having to pee every 5 minutes. I'm ready. Like, let's go.
We don't.
I'll be watching tonight.
And what should we expect? We just found out, by the way, from Fox News that Biden has widened his lead to 11 points.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a second, but okay.
It's just incredible, yeah. Man.
And they're going to send me to the moon next week. I don't know if you guys heard that. Like, it's about as accurate as that lead.
Right.
Like, there's no way.
Greg, I'm reading on the Wall Street Journal that Trump town hall starts at 8 p.m. and lasts an hour. And Biden's is on ABC at 8 p.m. also, but lasts for 90 minutes.
Well, it's going to take the ABC people at least a half an hour to figure out what he just said.
So
I guess they have to give him extra time.
I mean, like, but here's the thing. So, like I said the other day, maybe that poll is accurate because most Trump supporters don't feel comfortable saying out loud who they're going to vote for. So maybe it's kind of like the Hillary polls, you know, that are just so grossly skewed because of who they're asking. But I mean, I'm seeing it with my own eyes. I just don't believe these numbers.
I don't either. We're looking at thousands of people turning out wherever Trump goes, battleground states, friendly states.
In the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. And Joe and Kamala together can't get dozens of people out to a place, but he's got an 11-point lead.
I just don't believe it. I mean, you know, but like stranger things have happened, but I mean, I don't know. I guess I'll believe that on November 3rd if I see it. Yeah.
And if we do, I will need all the mental help that there is on this planet.
Yeah.
If that actually comes to pass.
But, you know, if like I said, if everybody just goes out and votes, no excuses, just go out and vote. Yeah. Whoever you want to vote for, vote. I think we'll all be just fine. But I will be glued to my television with a pizza and an ice cream cake and a bottle of wine on November 3rd, watching it go down. I promise you that.
Yeah, I can understand. Yeah. I don't know that I'll be able. I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't know what I'm
going to
do.
You're not. You gotta watch it. Because I made the mistake of going to sleep last election. I was like, oh, hell, Hillary's going to get it.
Yeah.
And I remember Jared frantically waking me up in a complete state of, like, it wasn't panic, but just, like, overwhelming joy.
Mm-hmm.
And watching just red, 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 red. And I was like, well, this is now getting interesting. But, I mean, before all that happened, I was in bed asleep, like, 8 o'clock.
Because
I thought I knew how it was going to go.
Well,
we're going to be all right.
Got an update on Nick Saban's condition handy?
Just the fact that he's got the Rona.
Yeah. Tested positive. Yeah. I thought they would do a follow-up test because so many positives... And it's happened to dozens of baseball players that I know of who were held out because they tested positive and then immediately tested negative.
Well, like with, you know, Florida, they've got a ton of people on their football team that have tested positive. LSU's got a ton that have tested positive. But, you know, like Nick was saying yesterday on his interview that they did, like, via Skype or Zoom or whatever, you know, you have all these people traveling and people are taking proper precautions, but it is what it is. Exposure is exposure.
Yeah.
I just find it odd that, like, it's not, I don't know, maybe this is a good thing, don't get me wrong, but, like, we're not seeing as drastic of infections, like, people having to be hospitalized. People are still having to be hospitalized, don't get me wrong. But, you know, we're not seeing the death and the dying and the mortality and all of this that we were seeing months ago.
Right. No,
Yeah, like most people are getting it and they're like, I'm asymptomatic. I didn't even know I had it. Or, I lost my sense of taste. Or, I feel kind of sick. But people aren't getting that, like, oh my God, I have the Rona. And they're like, you know, intubated and they're like dying.
We're
just not seeing that.
We not only had a caller talk about earlier, but last night at the Baumhauers, as you like to call it. I love that you do.
At the Baumhauers.
That there are a growing number of people who believe everybody has or will have it at some point. And for a good many, because it is so contagious, it will come and go because their system, it was either asymptomatic or just felt like an off day or two.
Yeah.
Not enough to drive somebody to go to a doctor or the clinic, and it came and went.
like me yesterday, and I didn't have the Rona, so this is how rumors get spread, but I'm just saying, I didn't feel well yesterday. My blood pressure was high. I just didn't feel right. But I wouldn't have run to the doctor because I just didn't feel right one day. You know, had I not been pregnant and they took my blood pressure, I would have never known it was high. Kind of like with the Rona. Like, if you're asymptomatic or you just didn't feel well for a day or two, especially in Alabama, you'd be like, oh, you know, the ragweed's blooming, or oh, it's an allergy, or oh, I got a little 24-hour bug. But now with the Rona, you know, people fart and they're running to the doctor.
Yes, this is true. They've got everybody. No, you're. But I'll tell you what was nice, and I've seen it with every passing week at the Baumhauers, the number of people who have turned out to eat well and have a good time.
Absolutely.
What's the name of the precious lady that, Rosie, I need your attention for a second. What's the name of the precious lady that made us the applesauce?
Jan. Fabulous.
Oh, Jan, you are a goddess.
Jan makes applesauce?
I have mine. I would love you to try this. It is.
I love applesauce. So does Steven.
Homemade. This ain't the Mott's. This is the real deal.
Listen, there ain't nothing wrong with
Mott's,
but if you're better than
Mott's,
like, I'm all about it.
Oh, no, Mott's is fine if there's no other choice available.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you just want the generic store brand, Greg. But apparently we have a connection with homemade applesauce. Like, I'm all about some of that.
Oh, listen, I put a little dust of nutmeg and some cinnamon on it. Fabulous.
Look at you, Rosie.
It was so good. I had some last night and again this morning for breakfast.
Well, I'm going to have to get in touch with this woman after I have this baby and the gestational diabetes is gone and I can eat all the applesauce I want.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like, I like applesauce. Now, this is the South Florida in me. I am not Jewish. It's a big Jewish thing, though. The latkes with applesauce. So
I love
good.
It. I love applesauce. I buy it
Steven
by the case at Sam's, but this, hands down, she made it from Golden Delicious apples.
Oh,
and it's
my
fabulous.
Best I eat apple every night before I go to bed with peanut butter. I'm a big fan of the apple.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of the peanut butter.
Yeah.
You know what I do? You know what's a good combo? I'm not pregnant, but I think this might work for some. A Yoplait yogurt. You peel off the top and you run your tongue around the inside of the little plastic container to get the excess yogurt out. Then you put a big heaping glob of
peanut
Peter Pan creamy in there. Then douse it with whipped cream to hold it in.
I'm a crunchy peanut butter person.
I am too.
This is an area of contention in my household. My husband plays around with this nonsense creamy garbage, and I want like extra crunchy. Like, give me all the crunch.
I love
butter.
The crunch. Greg likes smooth creamy.
Yeah, you know, Greg, I'm gonna have to get you over to the dark side here on the crunchy peanut
Little
butter.
Little texture in your life.
We'll have to work on that tomorrow, but I appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us this afternoon.
Absolutely, Jeff. Guys. You have a good rest of the show.
Hug that little cabbage patch doll for us.
Oh, she's kicking away, I promise.
And right. Say hi to Steven and Jared for us.
Yeah, I will. Bye, thanks. Guys.
Bye.
You know, you glean so much from a conversation with her, but isn't that what you want in a friend or an advocate?
Mm-hmm.
This is not somebody who has doubts, somebody who... when she says she's going to try and bring me to the dark side on crunchy peanut butter, I'm not betting
against
her.
She means it.
I wouldn't bet against her. I'd certainly want her on my side in any legal situation because advocacy above and beyond knowing the law and how to work with it on your behalf is obviously of great importance. And you just heard her 7-hour mediation today.
Okay, hold on.
They have been trained and they are experienced at Delk and Tomlinson Attorneys at Law. The number is 819-4810, 819-4810, or divorcefrommenalabama.com, although they absolutely and very effectively represented a number of women.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
539.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are busy everywhere right now. We've got congestion around the boulevard at all the major intersections. We have an accident. Highway 31 at West South Boulevard at the Dairy Queen there on the corner. Hopefully they've got that one out of the way. But we have a new accident also on Edgemont Avenue on the ramp to I-65. So as you're approaching Edgemont, if you're on Edgemont, watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. A lot of congestion on the 31s, I-65 and 85. Heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance company goes for auto repairs. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go. And you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-954-7724. That's 800-954-7724 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-954-7724. That's 800-954-7724 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLP.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is sometimes the best weather of the year that we get during the month of October. And really, some of the nicest air is yet to come. Tonight will be mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, cold front number 2 arrives, and you'll know the difference because it'll be breezy, cooler, fall-like, high temperatures in the lower 70s. Jacket weather Friday night with a low temperature down to about 46 by dawn on Saturday morning. The weekend will be nearly perfect with comfortable days and jacket weather nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
546 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm going to assume this next name on the board is that of a great attorney and a person I have the utmost respect for. Branch?
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm good, man. Long time no see. Pandemic.
I know. Well,
how you doing?
You know, I listen to you every day. There's not a day that goes by we don't listen to you all the time.
Now
it's almost 7 days a week, right? So. Yeah. Listen to you on the weekends, too. So I just wanted to call in and endorse Jack. I think very smart attorney and very smart peanut butter aficionado. It is crunchy, super crunchy, in fact.
I'm with you, Branch.
Ah, stuff is so good. Hey, but you're right. Peanut butter with a little whipped cream, man, I'm telling you, it's really, really good.
You don't even need the chocolate when you got the whipped cream, you know?
Right? Or the yogurt.
And the yogurt makes it a very healthy snack.
I've never tried that, but listen, I'm like you. I eat peanuts and peanut butter every day. I mean, for breakfast, I'll do a little blueberry. They make these little blueberry, I don't know what they're called, but little blueberry muffins or something. I'll put a big old dollop of crunchy peanut butter on them with coffee. Oh, man, it's so good. I love peanut butter.
Love it. For years, we've been trying to identify the person that said, "Let's get nuts!" It's Branch. Branch
Yeah, right? Yeah, listen, I haven't called in a while, but again, we listen to you every day. And
it's great to hear from you.
It's good to talk to you. I think the world of you.
Likewise.
Your show, too, morning and afternoon. It's some crazy times we're living in, I'm telling you.
It is. It's...
You know, I have to bite my tongue for other reasons, but I'd love to say what I really want to say, but I really can't. I'm just going to bite my tongue, but...
I gotcha.
You know, it's just incredible, but... Yeah, I've been doing a little construction work here in the last week. I'm putting in a wet bar, a buddy of mine out there, and... So we're doing cabinets and all that kind of stuff, and they got a ton of them. And we're so busy at work doing legal stuff. It's just crazy. So I'm trying to throw that in the middle.
Branch, but, we know each other almost 15 years now.
It's time just flies, and it's weird how much we have in common. Your daughter and my son both went to Florida Atlantic. It's just incredible. You know, it's funny. In fact, I never told you this, but my son got married in Mount Dora.
No!
Yes, yes, yes.
What
yes,
a great place to get married.
I have got to tell, Greg, we had it was December 13th. Golly, they've been married now about 12 years. We went to Mount Dora. By the way, if you don't know, it's one of the top 100 places to visit at Christmas before you die. I don't know if people know that, but it is. It's in the record book.
I've been there, and I agree.
What a beautiful little town.
Yeah.
It just, a real good friend of ours who played baseball here at Faulkner is from Mount Dora. His father's a doctor, lived with us while he was in town.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon lived down there all the time when he was off season. And Mount Dora, and I've heard you talk about it with a lot of fondness. Oh my gosh, I've got a plaque in my office that says Mount Dora, where memories begin, or something like that. It's a really cool, place.
Yeah, Roz and I have overnighted there a couple of times on the way down to South Florida, and I will do it again any chance.
Yeah,
going through that corridor and have an extra
deep place. Especially at Christmas, it's all lit up. It's almost like a Hallmark movie. It really does remind me of a Hallmark movie. You see all these Christmas movies. I don't watch Hallmark. My wife does. I just happen to lean over her shoulder for 2 hours for the whole movie. Whatever. But.
And it's still got the charm. Still got the charm.
Yeah, right? But, it's a great little town. But, yeah, we have so much in common. It's just incredible.
It is.
Know? So,
Well, man, it's great to hear from you. Try not to do this like every 9 minutes.
Just know one thing. I'm listening to you every day.
So I'm glad and grateful.
I'll call periodically.
Thank you.
And Rose is great, by the way. I love hearing her on the show. She's awesome.
Thanks, Branch.
Yeah, you really are. So, all right, guys.
Somebody's got to be the disciplinarian in this house.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. She does a great job. And Rose, you've got a tough job there ahead of you. I know. But, hey, crunchy peanut butter. Remember that. Crunchy peanut butter.
I will do a writ of habeas peanut butter shortly.
Thanks, all right, man. Guys. Y'all have a great night.
Thanks.
And Ellis, thanks for waiting.
Hey, and my wife's mine, too. Disciplinarian. Anyway, I just wanted to call Greg and thank you and tell you God bless you and Larry Stevens, most important, for bringing Mr. Owens on your show.
Wasn't he great?
He was such a breath of fresh air.
That man made me feel 100 pounds lighter for 24 hours.
Well, me too. I don't know if you remember my previous call. It's been in such a funk, not a depression, but just in these times, dark times, he was such a ray of sunshine. Yeah. Not just his poetry, but his voice. Not knowing what he looks like, just listening to this man, I'm telling you what, he touched my soul, really.
Mine too. He was awesome, and we're going to have him back. You can count on that.
Well, and I've gone to his website. I'm definitely going to tune him in, his concert, at the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm definitely, this man, I'm telling you what, I wish there were more Americans out there like him.
Yes. I think he'll be a person of growing influence as time passes. Ellis, thank you for the call, and thank you for the good words about that show.
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, and I hope Larry Stevens caught that as well.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
As the late, great Yogi Berra once said, it ain't over till it's over. And now the Tampa Bay Devil Dogs have come back with another run by a rookie named Arozarena. Man, it sounds like a place you would go to watch a game, not a player. He hit a home run, so it's now 3-2, halfway through the game. Dodgers and Bravos later tonight. There you go. Got it, Mr. Joey.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are busy everywhere right now. We've got congestion around the boulevard at all the major intersections. We have an accident. Highway 31 at West South Boulevard at the Dairy Queen there on the corner. Hopefully they've got that one out of the way. But we have a new accident also on Edgemont Avenue on the ramp to I-65. So as you're approaching Edgemont, if you're on Edgemont, watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. A lot of congestion on the 31s, I-65 and 85. Heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance company goes for auto repairs. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody
and got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
So, Rusty Aldridge comes in and starts mocking me because I'm not sure what an endocrinologist does.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
But at least I can spell it.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Went.
The butt. Yeah.